The audience sees a real immigration courtroom.
Excuse me, sir. Pardon me for interrupting, but you've been detained. Please follow me.
It's exactly what it looks like and sounds like and feels like in a absolutely real detention center.
Margaret O'Donnell had a problem. She had been an immigration attorney since 1985 and was trying to tell people in Seattle about what really happens in an immigration court.
Usually the public cannot come in. Even if they have a family member detained, it's not that easy to get in.
In 2011, she realized she needed to find another way to bring this unseen world to the people. She had been using PowerPoints.
It was clear that it wasn't making a difference to the groups who could take action. It wasn't sinking through.
So one day, she came up with the detention lottery, an immersive courtroom drama. The detainees, played by members of the audience. Immediately, everyone involved in the project saw that people were responding differently.
People are so overwhelmed by information and data every day. But when we use theater, it just moves us at a much deeper, tangible, visceral level.
That's Franca Baroni. While the detainees up for deportation are all played by members of the audience, all other roles in the detention lottery are played by immigration attorneys like Franca.
I do feel that so often we're numb to collective issues that are important. We're numb, and theater has the potential to really awaken us and move us to a new level of activism.
And audiences are moved. David Berner was one of the audience members that was randomly chosen to play a detainee in the last performance of the detention lottery, who struggled with mental illness and was deported for entering a house he mistook for his own.
Just depicting this young man gave you a sense of what it was like to be helpless. He couldn't defend himself. He had no idea what was going on as far as the proceedings.
Nancy Holmes was also in the audience. She was struck by how difficult it was for people to step into the detainee's shoes.
There was one gentleman who was picked to be an immigrant, and you could see him struggling to be the immigrant because he wanted to call out his rights. And his doing that was impactful because you don't have those rights in this situation.
And the number of people being put in this situation is not insignificant. According to the Washington Post, amid President Trump's push for tighter immigration policies, the United States deported more than 256,000 people in 2018. Imagine CenturyLink filled with screaming fans. Now imagine three of them. That's what 256,000 people sounds like. And despite this being such a huge issue, there's still a lot of misunderstanding about immigration in America.
A lot of people come to this country looking for better opportunities.
That's Luz Metz, another Seattle immigration attorney and actor in the detention lottery.
People come because they are suffering, because they are fleeing violence, crimes, and poverty.
You know, the stories of our clients are not being heard. If you're a U.S. citizen, there's a pretty total disconnect from what the realities that an immigrant goes through.
Challenging misconceptions about immigration is important work, especially today. Listen to how President Trump described immigrants at the Conservative Political Action Conference on March 2nd.
Murderers, killers, drug dealers, human traffickers. They want to keep their good people because they're smart. It's so sad to see how stupid we've been.
Immigrants are being demonized by our government. I think the tone is different now.
With Trump, I definitely agree that he's flamed an existing fire.
However, the work they are doing on stage has allowed them to see hope in the future.
So when people see the play, they see, oh, that's not what I thought. So the play is teaching people and showing what the reality is.
I've heard that it seems to give us all like an extra motivation and a window of lightness in our heavy practices, and a way that we can know that can make a difference that is not straining or draining our energy.
It's just such a release to say, yes, yes, everybody, this is what it's like. We're not overreacting. It's not being made up. This is what it's like. You've got to see it.
The detention lottery is showing next at All Saints Church in Puyallup on March 28, 2019 at 7 p.m. A big thank you to everyone who spoke to us, especially special guests Margaret O'Donnell, Franca Baroni, and Luz Metz. This podcast was produced by Morningstar Stevenson and Abigail Leong.